ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 सो एज वी हैव सीन द फर्स्ट 11 वर्सेस कंसिस्ट ऑफ द सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ इंट्रोडक्शन टू अपरोक्षानुभूति So we have, let us read the verses once. We'll quickly go to the verse which we have to see today. Shri Harim Paramanandam
Shri Harim Paramanandam
Upadeshtarameshwaram
Upadeshtarameshwaram
Vyapakam Sarvalokanam कारणं तं नमाम्यहम् अपरोक्षानुभूतिर्वै प्रोच्यते मोक्षसिद्धये सद्भिरेव प्रयत्नेन वीक्षणीया मुहुर्मुहुः स्ववर्णाश्रम धर्मेण तपसा हरितोषणात् साधनं प्रभवेत् पुंसाम् वैराग्यादिचतुष्टयम् ब्रह्मादिस्थावरान्तेषु वैराग्यं विषयेष्वनु विषयेष्वनु यथैव काकविष्ठायाम् वैराग्यं तद्धि निर्मलम् नित्यमात्मस्वरूपं हि दृश्यं तद्विपरीतगम् एवं यो निश्चयः सम्यक् विवेको वस्तुनः स वै सदैव वासनात्यागः शमोऽयमिति शब्दितः निग्रहो बाह्यवृत्तीनाम् दम इत्यभिधीयते विषयेभ्यः परावृत्तिः परमो परतिर्हि सा सहनं सर्वदुःखानां तितिक्षा सा शुभामता निगमाचार्यवाक्येषु भक्तिश्रद्धेति विश्रुता चित्तैकाग्र्यं तु सल्लक्ष्ये
सल्लक्ष्ये
samadhanamiti smritam. Samsara bandha nirmuktihi.
Samsara bandha nirmuktihi.
Katham syanme.
Katham syanme.
Dayanidhe.
Dayanidhe.
Yitiya.
Yitiya.
Sudruda buddhihi.
Sudruda buddhihi.
Vaktavyasa.
Vaktavyasa.
Mumukshuta.
Mumukshuta.
We have seen till here, no? Hmm?
We got ten.
We got 10 also?
We got 10.
Okay. Ukta sadhana yuktena.
Ukta sadhana
yuktena. Vicharav purushenahi.
Vicharav purushenahi.
Kartavyo jnana siddhyartham.
Kartavyo jnana siddhyartham.
Atmana shubham icchata.
Atmana shubham icchata.
The first verse is a verse of benediction wherein the teacher invokes grace for the successful completion of the text. The second verse, the teacher introduces the four factors involved in the textbook, any textbook. And of the four, the three are highlighted there. The one which is more technical is kept for later on discussion. That's called the four chatushtayam, anubandha chatushtayam. Thereafter, the third verse onwards, and till this ninth verse, till the ninth verse, third to ninth, these verses, Shankara Bhagavatpada discusses the fourfold qualifications required for jnanam. We have seen them, and the 10th verse, 10th, 11th and 12th also sort of introduction to the aparokshanubhutihi. The 10th verse, he says, he concludes the discussion of fourfold qualifications like vivekaha, vairagyam, then shamaha, damaha, uparamaha, titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam, the sixfold disciplines. Then that mukshutvam, you know, the shtivra, icha for moksha. So all of them he enumerated in the verses from third to the ninth. And then the 10th verse he says, atmanaha shubham icchata purushena. The purushaha, the person, every individual human being, atmanaha shubham icchan purushaha. Shubham means what now? One's welfare, one's well-being, one's auspiciousness. Icchan means one who is desirous of one's absolute well-being. Shubham here is what now? Not relative well-being. It is absolute well-being. It's a holistic health. People talk about the holistic health, isn't it? Absolute well-being means what? It's not just the physical well-being, isn't it? So here, the absolute well-being, the total well-being, the ultimate well-being of an individual is called a shubham. Isn't it? So being happy, happiness, reveling in fullness is absolute well-being. If you ask what is absolute well-being, what is that which makes one a person 100% healthy, you know? Actually, reveling in fullness is the absolute well-being. There's no luxury than reveling in fullness. Therefore, that's called Shubham. If a person is desirous of his total well-being, absolute well-being, of reveling in fullness, which is otherwise called Moksha Sukham, Nitya Nirantara Sukham, Atmanaha Shubham Ichchata, by such a person who is interested in his well-being, Shubham Ichchata Purushena Kartavyaha, you know, what should be done? What should be done by a person? If a person wants his well-being, what should he do then? He says, he should have, isn't it? What should be done? Vicharaha Kartavyaha. Vicharaha Kartavyaha. What should be done? If you want ultimate well-being, absolute well-being of reveling in everlasting happiness or luxury, this fullness, then Vicharaha Kartavyaha. What should be done? Vichara. Vicharam, enquiry must be done. Enquiry must be done. Enquiry into what? Enquiry into the nature of the self. Enquiry into the nature of the truth of the whole. Enquiry into what? No. The truth of the universe. Thereby, which is called self-enquiry. You can say self-enquiry must be done. Enquiry into the nature of the self must be done. What is the self-enquiry? We'll see later on. He's going to say later on. Self-enquiry must be done. Vicharaha kartavya. Atmanaha swarupa vicharaha kartavya. But in order to enquire into the nature of the self, what one should already have, it is not possible for one to enquire into the nature of the self if he does not know what is the nature of the self. See, it's a big difference. To enquire into the nature of the self, he should already know what is the nature of the self. Isn't it? Which means one must have already done, one must have understood. Isn't it? And for the understanding, one must have what? One must be qualified. One must be qualified. Therefore, the qualification is what now? He says, sadhana yuktena. Which sadhanani? What are the qualifications he should be endowed with for that jnanam? Is already which have been enumerated. Uktena, ukta sadhana yuktena. Okay, the person who is endowed with the qualifications which have been enumerated above by such a person, for the ascertained vision of the nature of the self, enquiry into the nature of the self must be done. This is the meaning of the 10th verse, which also we have seen, I think. Now we will enter into the next verse. Notpadyate vina jnanam. Notpadyate vina jnanam. Vicharena nyasadhanaihi. Vicharenanya sadhanai yatha padartha bhanam hi.
Yatha padartha
bhanam hi prakashena vina kvachit.
Prakashena vina kvachit.
Notpadyate vina jnanam.
Notpadyate vina jnanam.
Vicharenanya sadhanai.
Vicharenanya
sadhanai. Yatha padartha bhanam hi.
Yatha padartha bhanam hi.
Prakashena vina kvachit.
Prakashena vina kvachit.
Now he is saying, First, in the 10th verse, he has introduced the word vicharaha, enquiry, isn't it? One has to do, if a person is interested in his well-being, he must do self-enquiry. And in order to, and even before self-enquiry, he must have what now? He must be qualified with fourfold, he must be qualified with those sadhana chatushtya sampati, qualified with all those, the preparedness, isn't it? Qualified with that mind. You must have a qualified mind, the prepared mind. It's okay. Now, what is that vichara? He's again emphasizing the vichara. Jnanam, jnanam na utpadyate. Please listen to me carefully. Jnanam na utpadyate. Knowledge does not rise. Knowledge does not arise. Na utpadyate. Knowledge has to rise. Here we are talking about the vritti jnanam. The like knowledge of any object rises. Isn't it? Like here also, knowledge of the self, knowledge of the reality also has to rise. So what is it now? The jnanam utpadyate, knowledge rises. But knowledge na utpadyate does not rise with what? Vicharena vina. Vina is an indeclinable term which means without. Without enquiry into the nature of the self, knowledge does not rise. What does he mean by saying that now? That ascertained, doubt-free knowledge, akhanda akara vritti jnanam, that knowledge of the nature of the self, a knowledge of the self being one indivisible partless whole, the doubt-free knowledge which should rise in the form of a thought does not rise. Without the vicharaha, he emphasizes the vichara being enquiry into the nature of the self being very important. Vicharena vina jnanam na utpadyate. You learn Sanskrit here. Vicharam antarena. Vicharena vina jnanam na utpadyate. Why do you say that? No question here. You have to just accept the Acharya says. He doesn't say that because he says, Shastram says. Vicharena vina jnanam na utpadyate. Without enquiry, without contemplation, knowledge does not arise. Okay, knowledge does not arise. Okay, knowledge with ascertained vision does not happen. Vicharena vina. Ah, yes, initial steps also, isn't it? We'll see that. So without the enquiry into the self, into the nature of the self, knowledge does not arise. Anya sadhanaihi jnanam na utpadyate. You can talk about so many other sadhanas. Anya sadhanaihi jnanam na utpadyate. Other means, so many other means. What do we talk about? We talk about so many disciplines. Japaha. Yes, japaha is an important sadhana, important discipline, but mere japaha, by japaha, knowledge will not arise. A discipline should not be mistaken for the means of knowledge. Discipline is only preparation, isn't it? For the preparation of the mind for the knowledge. Discipline is a must. Discipline is an important, this is called sadhanam. Important for preparing the mind for knowledge, without which mind will not be ready, without preparedness of which, readiness of which, knowledge is not possible. Therefore, knowledge, it is very important, but japaha, which is not, if japaha is there, the discipline of japaha is important, but it will not be a sadhanam for what? Jnanam utpatti, for jnana utpatti, for rising of knowledge. Similarly, we talk about even meditation. Talk about the meditation. Practice of meditation is also what now? Practice of meditation is important discipline, preparatory discipline, but meditation, by meditation, knowledge does not arise. Important discipline, but by meditation, for knowledge, rising of knowledge, meditation is not the means. Isn't it? Similarly, what about any other karma you do? Whether you are practicing pranayama, whether you are practicing asanas, whether you are practicing any other karma, whether you are doing any other social service activities, any karma you do, worship, prayer, look at this, prayer, worship, any other karma being performed with proper attitude as yoga or practice of different disciplines, just japaha, tapaha, no, all those things, they're all important. All the disciplines are important, but this, by all those disciplines, merely being disciplined alone is not enough for jnana utpatihi. Without following disciplines, without living a disciplined life, without following values, knowledge is impossible. But following values, being disciplined alone, is not enough for jnana utpatti. Is it clear now? So his mix is, see, you can see crystal clear Shankara's mind. Genius, isn't it? He says, vicharena vina anya sadhanaihi jnanam na utpadyate. Simple language, isn't it? You all can follow Sanskrit. That means he emphasizes vicharaha, self-enquiry is the only means for the rising of knowledge. Other disciplines which subserve into preparing the mind for knowledge, by them knowledge does not arise. That is why he makes it vicharena vina jnanam na utpadyate anya sadhanaihi jnanam na utpadyate. He has two is anya sadhanaihi jnanam na utpadyate. Kena vina, vicharena vina. Then, he gives example. Yatha padartha bhanam hi.
Yatha padartha bhanam
hi. Prakashena vina kvachit.
Prakashena vina kvachit.
Okay. Padartha bhanam yatha, just as. Padarthaha means padasya arthaha padarthaha, any object. Padarthaha means what now? An object. Any object is called padarthaha. Padarthasya bhanam. Bhanam here means shining. You know, bhanam. Bhanam also means what here? Knowledge. Bhanam. Prakashena vina hi kvachit. Prakashena vina padarthasya bhanam yatha kvachit na utpadyate na bhavati. Without the light, prakashaha literally means light. If there is no light, an object, an opaque object cannot shine. You know, if opaque object has to shine, there must be light. We have to give 2 meanings for this second line, okay? Without the presence of light, an opaque object cannot light. Without the light, opaque object cannot shine. So the shining of the opaque object is what? No, dependent on the light. Prakashena vina padarthasya bhanam na bhavati. Never. And one more thing I have to hear here. In any object of knowledge, next padartha is what now? Object of knowledge. An object of knowledge shines, shining of the object of knowledge is not possible without the light of knowledge. Bhanam is what here? Knowledge here again. Without the light of knowledge, jnana prakashena vina padarthasya jnanam bhanam na bhavati. Prakashena vina. Jnana prakashena vina padarthasya bhanam na bhavati. Without the light of knowledge, an object, the shining of an object is not possible. Is it clear now? Without the knowledge, an object becomes what now? Object cannot shine. An unknown object does not shine. If an object does not shine, please listen to me carefully. An unknown object does not shine. That means is not known. An unknown object is as good as non-existent. Ajnatam padartha, ajnataha padartha. An unknown object is as good as non-existent. A known object alone is what now? Is existent. Unknown object is non-existent, I'm not saying. An unknown object is as good as non-existent. So for the object to have the status of being existent, it must be known. For the object, shining means being, shining, being means shining. Object is means object shines. Shines means object is known. Is it clear now? Known means what now? There is knowledge. Is it clear now? There is knowledge. Without the knowledge, there is no known possible. The known object is known object. Object is means object shines. Object shines means object is known. Object is known means there is knowledge of the object. Therefore, what is that which is important for the shining of the object? Knowledge. Isn't it? Therefore, yatha prakashena vina padarthasya bhanam na bhavati. Without the knowledge, without the light of knowledge, the object does not shine. Without the knowledge, object cannot shine. Without the light, object cannot shine. Similarly, in the same way, he says, for the knowledge to shine, for the knowledge to rise, there must be what? Vicharaha. Get the point? It is vicharaha, self-enquiry, enquiry into the nature of the self, is which is otherwise called what? Jnana yoga. Okay? Without the self-enquiry, enquiry into the nature of the self, knowledge does not arise, knowledge of the self does not arise. Like what? Without the knowledge, object does not shine. You have to understand, it's as important as that. Vichara, how important the enquiry is. The enquiry is as important for the rising of the knowledge. As what? As the knowledge for the shining of the object. Is it clear? Clear or not? You have to tell me, then okay, I'll go ahead. Because what happens sometimes, he does not talk about the consciousness at all, no. In this verse, 11th verse, emphasizes the self-enquiry being the only means for rising of the knowledge. Self-enquiry alone will result in the rising of the knowledge, which means ascertained vision of the self. And for self, okay, it is very important. Because other sadhanas, other means, other disciplines are not the means for self-knowledge. So the word bhanam means, literally means shining. It also should be understood as what now? Jnanam. Padarthaha means object. You have to take it in two senses. One sense of what now? Without the presence of light, opaque object, shining opaque object is not possible. Without the light of knowledge, the shining of an object is not possible. That means the known object cannot shine if there is no, there cannot be known. Object will not shine, it cannot be the known if there is no knowledge. Similarly, without the self-enquiry, the self-knowledge will not arise. Okay.
When we say the object shines, the opaque object shines, the opaque object never shines, it's only the light that shines, isn't it?
No.
The opaque object reflects the light.
No, shining in the sense, reflecting light, that's what I'm saying. Being known is shining.
Yeah, but all that's shining is the light.
That's true, but still being known, isn't it?
Yeah.
Being known is shining. Being known is shining.
Well, I'm just thinking that everything that shines is because it shines because of the knowledge. It's only the knowledge that shines.
Yeah. And he's a step, isn't it? He takes us step by step. Okay. Koham kathamidam jatam.
Koham kathamidam jatam.
Ko vai kartasya vidyate.
Ko vai kartasya vidyate.
See what happens, you have to see very carefully the beauty, how he takes us step by step. Even though already we know things and we are going with the flow of Shankara's thought. Koham kathamidam jatam.
Koham kathamidam jatam.
Ko vai kartasya vidyate.
Ko vai kartasya vidyate.
Upadanam kimastiha.
Upadanam kimastiha.
Vicharasoyami drishaha.
Vicharasoyami drishaha.
Okay. Now, what is vicharaha? When he says vicharena vina jnanam na utpadyate, without the enquiry, no, knowledge does not arise by any other means. When he says this, and he wants to explain what is vicharaha, what does it mean by saying enquiry? vicharaha. No? Ayam saha ayam idrishaha vicharaha. This is what is, this is what is self-enquiry. This is what is enquiry into the nature of the self. What? Because there's a wrong understanding by people. People think one has to sit keeping one's eyes closed and one has to keep on asking this question, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? People think this is what is vicharaha. So Shankara, that is why Shankara explains what is vicharaha, what is enquiry. Simply sitting in a corner, keeping one's eyes closed, keep asking this question, kaha aham, kaha aham, kaha aham. Who am I, who am I, who am I? If you ask, you will not arrive at any answer. He says, what is vicharaha? He says, the two vicharas, isn't it? Vichara means what? Vichara means not only one thing. This enquiry into the nature of the individual. Then enquiry into the truth of the whole cosmos. And thereby seeing the connection between the individual and the Lord. And seeing the connection between the individual and the universe. And seeing the connection between the individual and the individual. Seeing the connection between the universe and the Lord. Is what now? All these things together are implied by the term enquiry. Enquiry does not mean simply asking this question, who am I? And enquiry involves vicharaha, vyashti vicharaha, analysis of the individual. And samashti vicharaha, analysis of the total macro universe. And thereby understanding what now, the oneness of the truth of the individual and the total universe. And thereby seeing the whole, this connection between the Atma and the Anatma, the self and the non-self. And thereby arriving at what now? The vision of non-duality of the reality, Advaita Drishtihi. That is called what now? Self-enquiry. Which is called enquiry, vicharaha, swarupa vicharaha. Chadar is called Brahma swarupa vicharaha, Atma swarupa vicharaha. You can call it any word. Vicharaha means, enquiry involves all these steps. Therefore he says, Shankara particularly, he mentions this verse, 12th verse number 12, he presents, just to say what is vicharaha. First he introduced what now? One must do vichara, he said. And he emphasized how vichara is so important, he said again. And the third verse he is introducing what vichara is. He is talking about what is vicharaha. Now if you see, verse number 10, verse number 11, verse number 12, and all these three verses, he talks about vicharaha, enquiry. Isn't it? So first he said enquiry, one must do enquiry for this knowledge. Jnana siddhartham vicharaha kartavyaha. Then he said what? Jnana siddhyartham, for the ascertained vision, vicharaha kartavyaha. And for the vicharaha, is it, what is vicharaha? Vichara is without vichara, other than vichara, it is not rising of knowledge, is impossible, he said. Isn't it? Like without the knowledge, the object of knowledge cannot shine. Without the knowledge, object of knowledge cannot shine. Similarly, without the vicharaha, knowledge cannot rise. And he explains now, okay, that means what is vicharaha? Not simply asking this question, who am I? But it involves what now? It is individual vicharaha, vyashti vicharaha. Then there must be what now? Samashti vicharaha. Then aikya vicharaha. Analysis of the truth of the individual, analysis of the total macro universe, then see analysis of the oneness of the truth of the individual and the total, and thereby see what now? The connection between the individual and the Lord, connection between the individual and the total. Because Jiva Jagat Ishvara Sambandha. Isn't it? Also has to see. The seeing this connection between Jiva, Ishvara, Jagat is also is possible only when he analyzes everything separately. So all of them together is called what now? Vicharaha. So he says, first he says, Kaha Aham. Kaha Aham. That Kaha Aham indicates what now? Individual analysis. Who am I? One has to enquire into the nature of the truth of one's own self. Ask this question, Kaha Aham. The Kaha Aham stands for individual analysis. Then, there are what individual analysis, now he is going to talk later on about it. Anyway, how this analysis should be done, he is going to say later on. Then he says, Katham idam jatam. Idam means what now? Idam is a third person singular word, isn't it? Which means this. This means this universe. When he talks about, oh, who am I? What this universe is? Idam, you know, kim idam, what this universe is? And katham idam jatam, how this universe has come into existence. So, this cosmology, isn't it? Analyzing where this universe has come into existence. From how this universe has come into existence. Katham idam jatam. How has this universe come into existence? How is it born? Katham. Which means, where has it come from? Where has it originated from? Katham idam jatam. Which indicates samashti vicharaha. Analysis of the macro universe. Kaha aham, the first question stands for analysis of the individual jiva vicharaha. Katham idam jatam, that stands for samashti vicharaha, analysis of the macro universe. Then, kaha vai karta, who indeed is the creator asya? Who is the creator of this universe? Before you go to the question, who is the creator of the universe? There must be doubt. Is there a creator? Is there a creator? If without the creator, there cannot be creation. There is so creation in my perception. That means there must be creator. If there is a creator, and who is the creator? It's all our understanding, isn't it? It's just presenting one's own perception here. Kaha vai asya karta vidyate. Karta asti. Vidyate means is. Who is the creator of this universe? Where has this universe come into existence from? How has it come into existence from? Who am I? Then, if there is a creator of this universe, the creator must have had some material out of which he would have brought this existence in, universe into existence. Upadanam kim? Upadanam kim? Upadanam is what now? The material. Upadanam kim? What is the material the creator would have used to bring this universe into existence? Upadanam kim? Asti. Upadanam kim asti? Upadanam kim asti? Okay? All these questions, finding an answer for all these questions involves individual analysis, analysis of the macro universe, and seeing the connection between the truth of the individual and the total, and seeing the connection between the creator and the creation also. Okay, creating the creation, and this is called self-enquiry. Saha ayam vicharaha idrishaha. This is how idrishaha means what now? This is the sort of vicharaha. This sort of vicharaha is vicharaha. This is how vicharaha must be done. This what is the vicharaha? Oh, what is enquiry? You say enquiry must be done. What is enquiry? If anybody has a question, he says this. How one must do the enquiry? I am idrushaha saha vicharaha. I am vicharaha. This what is that vicharaha I mean. Naham bhutagano dehaha.
Naham bhutagano dehaha.
Naham chakshaganastatha.
Naham chakshaganastatha.
Yetadvilakshanah kaschide.
Yetadvilakshanah kaschide.
Vicharasoyamidrishaha.
Vicharasoyamidrishaha.
Naham bhutagano dehaha.
Naham bhutagano dehaha.
Naham chakshaganastatha.
Naham chakshaganastatha.
Yetadvilakshanah kaschide.
Yetadvilakshanah kaschide.
Vicharasoyamidrishaha.
Vicharasoyamidrishaha.
He says, in the 13th verse, he is presenting the individual analysis in a nutshell. And he is going to elaborate this later on. It's called upakrama shlokaha. Upakrama means what now? Always. Always the shastram has a style of presenting the subject matter. Always the entire content, the subject matter, will be presented briefly. In a nutshell, thereafter, what is presented in briefly will be elaborated, discussed. Then what is elaborated, discussed will be again summed up briefly. So always brief introduction of what is to be elaborated, and there is always brief summing up of what has been elaborated. This is style of the Shastram. That is why in Bhagavad Gita, when you take second chapter is epitome of entire Gita, And we see the third chapter onwards, till the 17th chapter, every chapter is elaborate discussion of all those things discussed in the second chapter. That is why people feel sometimes, oh, we know. We know doesn't matter, you have to study. Okay, assimilation needs what now? Repeated listening. This is style of the Shastra. Because the mind needs, our human intellect needs, because it has to go and get us, become assimilated, isn't it? As we go, we'll forget otherwise. Because we had a big problem of forgetting. We are blessed with the buddhi shakti to understand and grasp, and we are blessed with the shakti to retain also. We are blessed with shakti to ascertain also, but we have to make effort to ascertain. To ascertain means, having something ascertained means it will never go out of your mind. It will be ready, it will be handy for any time, every time it will be available. Isn't it? That is called ascertained knowledge. And for ascertainment needs what now? Constant retention. We should not let it go. Constantly have to retain it. If it has to be retained constantly, it must be remembered constantly. Retention, constant retention is dependent on constant remembering. So constantly remembering is dependent on, is what now? Constantly, constant exposure. Therefore, how we'll feel bored, no? So what is a better thing? Elaborate it. Elaborate, so you have lot of time to dwell upon the same thing again and again and again and again and again. You do not forget. First of all, you do not understand for length of time. Even if you are listening for a long time. Keep on listening, still understanding doesn't take place. Then at one point, some understanding comes. Even if you understand, it will forget very quickly. That is why keep on listening to what you have understood. So constant touch, contact must be with subject matter. Therefore, that's why subject matter is elaborated. And then all the doubts also resolve. And then because what now? It is retained. And what is retained becomes ascertained. So that, and even in sleep, somebody wakes up at 1:30 in the midnight, ask also, you should be able to say very clearly, however cranky you are, still you can give right answer and then fall asleep. That means so readily it must be there, isn't it? Hot, ready, ever fresh knowledge comes handy. All the situations. That is called ascertainment. Further ascertainment is what he says here. That is why elaboration. And afterwards you feel very good that to know something briefly, being able to sum up the whole thing understood itself is a great joy, it's a blessing, isn't it? So the Shastra still Shankara wants to follow in this book. Of course he follows everywhere. And he presents the Vicharaha. The whole book is what now? Vicharaha. The whole book is what now? Only the whole book serves the means of vichara only. Understand? So this elaborately vichara is done. And initially he presents what is vicharaha briefly. So it's a brief presentation of what vicharaha is. And this elaborate presentation of what vicharaha is. And this again is going to sum up. Is clear now? So 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita sums up the whole, what now, elaborately discuss subject matter from the 3rd to the 17th. So we say upakrama adhyayaha, upasamhara adhyayaha, vistara bhagaha, vistarana bhagaha. In Bhagavad Gita, also we have. So he says, what? Now he presents what now? Briefly he says, what is individual analysis? He says, and for this individual analysis, he introduces what now? Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya. Using the Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya, using the subject-object analysis, the method of the analysis of the subject and object, here Shankara presents what now? Briefly, the individual analysis. Naham bhotagano deha.
Naham
bhotagano deha. Naham chakshaganastatha.
Naham chakshaganastatha.
Yetadvilakshanah kaschide. Yetadvilakshanah kaschide. Vicharasoyamidrishaha. This is what is individual analysis. Kaschid vicharaha ayam. This is also part of the vicharaha. What is the part of the vicharaha? Analysis of the individual is the part of the enquiry. This is what aham na aham bhuta ganaha dehaha na aham dehaha na aham bhuta ganaha dehaha. Dehaha is what now? This physical body. First he talks about the physical body. And what is this physical body? Isn't it? Why has to start from the physical body? Because anything external to the body is not mistaken for the Atma, the Self. Not, we do not have aham buddhi. Aham buddhi, I sense, in anything other than external to the physical body. Therefore, the I sense begins from the physical body. Therefore, he has to say what now? In the analysis, what am I? Kaha aham. When you say, I am, definitely what now? When I show this body, I say, this is my body. Therefore, when I say, this is my house, and I am the resident of the house, isn't it? Resident of the house is different from the very residence, the house. Therefore, when I ask this question, who kaha aham, then I get the first answer, what now? This is a vichara only, okay? This physical body is, I say, my body. And what is this body? It is bhuta ganaha. Bhuta ganaha, what of this body is nothing but combination of elements. Elemental product. This five elements combined is what now? Produced this physical body. The physical body, gross body, is a product of combination of five elements. Remember, what are those elements? We are going to details. Tattva Bodha, we have understood. What is that? From the matter, five elements originator, one after the other. Like space, air, water. Space, air, fire, water and earth. And those elements which originated first are called subtle elements. They are not mixed with each other. And each subtle element has three aspects of the matter. Three qualities of the matter. Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha and tamo gunaha. And the sattvic aspect and rajasic aspect, leave them. The tamasic aspect of the elements alone become divided into two halves, and one half again becomes divided into what now? Four. Therefore, 1/8 of each element joins all other four elements. this process of one-eighth of tamasic aspect of each element joining other four elements is called panchikaranam, five becoming five, what now, grossification. And thereby we get grossified or gross elements, and the physical body is the product of the gross combination of gross elements. Okay, we are going to other details, we are not going to see. Therefore, what now? Aham na bhutaganaha dehaha. I am the knower. This body is object of knowledge, objectifiable physical body, it's a product of combination of five gross elements. I am the knower, different from this physical body. Okay. Then, na aham cha, aham chakshaganaha, na aham cha akshaganaha tatha. It's something simple, but see how Shankara takes you step by step. See, akshi means I, aksham means sense organ. The sense organs and the mind, now together it's a instruments of knowledge. Mind and five senses. He says, aham cha na aham akshaganaha cha tatha. I am not any of the sense powers. Five sense powers, I am not the mind also. He understood here. Akshaganaha means the any indriyam. Indriyam here means what? No, not the golak. Indriyam. All the indriyani. Aksham means indriyam. So aham na indriyaganaha. Akshaganaha, I am not indriyaganaha means I am not any of the aspects which constitute the sukshma shariram. Therefore, I am not the sukshma shariram. Sukshma shariram also is object of knowledge. Sukshma is subtle. Golakani are perceptible. Indriyani are imperceptible. Now, invisible. Imperceptible means, I mean, invisible. See, visible golakani constitute what? Now, physical body, I am not. I am not the invisible, subtle powers also, subtle aspects, subtle indriyani, which form part of the subtle body. Therefore, I am not the subtle body also. This is called this distinguishing the self. First, before you arrive at what the self is, you have to know the self being different from the body, isn't it? It has to be distinguished. To distinguish the self from the body, actually from the non-self, this you have to use this Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya, subject object analysis. Then he says thereafter, Yetad Vilakshanaha Kaschid. This is how what now? Through this Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya, through this method of distinguishing self from the non-self, you distinguish the self. You arrive at the self being, even though you do not know what the self is, you understand the self being distinct from, vilakshana, I mean what now? Different from the known physical body and the known subtle aspects which constitute the subtle body. Therefore, yetad vilakshanaha kaschid atma. Okay? The self, the knower, don't even say self here now, the knower, I the self am the knower, I the self am the knower, I knower, I am different from, distinct from this known physical body which is product of combination of gross elements, and also what now? The subtle aspects, indriyani, akshaganaha, which are part of the subtle body and which are also products of sattvic aspects, rajasic aspects of elements. The subtle body is a product of sattvic rajasic aspects of subtle elements. Gross body is a product of tamasic aspect of subtle elements. Therefore, all these subtle and gross bodies, subtle aspects and the gross body are all products of material elements, elemental product. I am the knower, distinct from this known material, subtle sense, subtle aspects and the gross body. Is it clear? He says, Yetad means what now? From this. Yetasmat vilakshanaha. Yetebhya vilakshanaha. From these, from all these, vilakshanaha, distinct, different, what now? Kaschit, someone. I am someone distinct from, different from all these material products. This is called distinguishing the self from the non-self. Distinguishing the knower from the known body maintenance complex is the first step involved in the Vedantic study, which is what now? Individual analysis. Vicharaha saha ayam idrishaha. This is complete or what? No. Vicharaha is not complete. That is the beginning of the vicharaha. Now go to the next one. Ajnana prabhavam sarvam.
Ajnana prabhavam sarvam. Jnanena praviliyate. Jnanena praviliyate. Sankalpo vividah karta.
Sankalpo vividah karta.
Vicharasoyamidrishaha.
Vicharasoyamidrishaha.
Ajnana prabhavam sarvam.
Ajnanam prabhavam sarvam.
Jnanena praviliyate.
Jnanena praviliyate.
Sankalpo vividah karta.
Sankalpo vividah karta.
Vicharasoyamidrishah.
Vicharasoyamidrishah.
Okay. We'll see the literal meaning of this. And then we'll see the explanation of this next class. This time passed quickly. So, sarvam ajnana prabhavam. Sarvam ajnana prabhavam. All this has come into existence from ajnanam. The whole prapanchaha. Sarvam means all. All means this entire universe has come into existence. Prabhavam means what now? It is born of. It has come into existence from what? Ajnanam. Ajnanat prabhavati sarvam. Ajnanam here means what? Literally it means ignorance. But you should take it as what? Matter. The matter, is it? The matter which is of the nature of inertness is indicated by the term ajnanam. Ajnanam literally means ignorance. But the whole universe has emerged from where? It has emerged from ignorance means what? It has come into existence from matter, which is of the nature of inertness. Matter is of the nature of inertness. There is no knowledge on the part of the matter that I am the matter. Out of me only it has come into existence. There is no such knowledge, isn't it? That is called what now? Matter has no self-consciousness. Matter has no knowledge I am. By itself, isn't it? See, the knowledge I am is manifestation of matter. But not mere matter, isn't it? But matter by itself has no knowledge. I am the matter. You get the difference? Therefore, it does not know its own existence. See, it is not having self-consciousness, not knowing I am, and not knowing its own existence is called what? Inertness. Jadyam, jadata. Therefore, matter is of the nature of inertness. Matter is jadam. Therefore, it's called what? Ajnanam. In this context. Therefore, sarvam ajnana prabhavam. This whole universe is what now? Jadam. Why it is jadam? Cause is jadam. Effect also is jadam. Cause is matter. Effect also is material. The matter, the cause is of the nature of inertness. Therefore, the product also is of the nature of inertness. Everything in this universe is what now? Nothing in this universe knows I am. Including the live physical body. Not only dead body does not know I am. Not only stone does not know I am. Even the body which is alive also does not say I am. Does not know I am. This is called inertness. When you say body, it's a combination of many components. Each and every component is jadam. Physical body means what now? You have to say skin, you have to say muscle, you have to say tissues, you have to say flesh, you have to talk about bone, marrow, and nails, hair. All the parts, all of them you have to say, put, no? All the different components, different aspects, really factors, really constitute this body. Alive, but nothing, no component of this body, which forms part of the physical body, knows it is. Okay, so this not knowing its own existence, not knowing it is called inertness, and therefore matter is of the nature of inertness, therefore the universe also is of the nature of inertness only. Therefore, this prabhavam, sarvam ajnana prabhavam. This whole universe has come into existence from matter, which is of the nature of inertness. It's only introduction, okay, brief. Therefore, what have you understood now? The matter is the karanam. Upadana karanam. This universe is the karyam. When you say this pot is made of clay, you understand what? Clay is cause, pot is an effect. Okay. Now, therefore, jnane pravilīyate. But the whole universe will resolve for good. Liyate resolves. Viliyate resolves. Praviliyate will resolve for good in the wake of knowledge of the truth of this universe. Okay, the whole universe will resolve for good. Well, when? In the wake of the knowledge of the truth. That resolution is what now we say. Cognitive. Jnane praviliyate. In knowing the truth of this universe, this whole universe will resolve. As what? When you know this pot is, when you say, and what is this pot made of, if you say, you see, oh, it is made of clay, then I remove the clay, pot will disappear. There is no independent existence for this pot, the name and the form. Without the clay, when you understand, you say what? Pot is nothing but clay. Name and form pot added to the clay is pot. Therefore, name and form cannot exist independent of the clay. Therefore, pot is clay. This understanding is what? Resolving the pot in the very clay. Similarly, when you whole prapanchaha, where does the prapancha exist? The pot exists in the clay, the name and form pot exists in the clay. Similarly, the whole prapancha, where does it exist? This ajnana prabhavam, ajnana jatam, avidya jatam, maya prapanchaha, jada prapanchaha, where does it exist? When you know, knowing the truth of this whole jada prapancha, the whole universe will be resolved in that truth. Jnane praviliyate. Is it clear now? So what is that pravilayaha? What do we mean by that? Resolving the universe into that reality, etc. We'll see next class.